Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are looking at the amazing life of the disciple of Jesus, Simon Peter, in a series that we're calling Beyond the Shallows. The main point of this series that we've been looking at the last few weeks is that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And this, I think, main idea is really well seen in this week's story, where Peter is led by Jesus up to a mountaintop with James and John, his fellow disciples. And there, in front of Peter, James, and John, Jesus becomes radiant. His face shines like the sun. His clothes become white as light, the text says. And there with them appears Moses and Elijah. And a voice says from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Now, this is pretty interesting, if not a little bit weird, passage that we have here in the Bible, in the life of Jesus. Not only is it unique, it never happens again. I mean, that proves its uniqueness. This is a kind of one-time thing that we see in the life of Jesus. A voice comes out of the clouds at his baptism and says something very similar. "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." But this is the only account in the Gospels where we have Jesus glowing and shining and two old saints showing up from the past. Now, I don't know about you, but growing up, I was led to believe that this was normal Christian experience. Like, this is not some kind of rare, unique, one-time thing that happened in the life of Jesus. It's something that is like the norm. This is the goal as a Christian, to be on the mountaintop with Jesus, to experience the highs of seeing Jesus for who he is and experiencing him firsthand. In fact, I remember in most worship services in my young Christian life, I was chasing this kind of experience. And I can say that, you know, I have in a handful of times really felt like the tangible presence of God was with me, not in a way like this, glowing voices, things like that. But I do think that there have been some moments that I could really say, man, I feel like I met God there. But those times, like this transfiguration story of Jesus, are few and far between. They're unique. They're not everyday kind of experiences. And if you think about it, it wasn't normal for these guys either. Of the 12, only Peter, James, and John make it to the mountain to be with Jesus. That means that there are 9 other guys that never got to see what these guys saw. So I think it's fair to say that in his earthly life, very few people saw this side of Jesus. They didn't see Jesus this way. And Peter does, I think, what most of us would do in this situation. He's making a plan for how they can stay a while. He's like, if we build shelters and we throw some tents up, we could stay here for a little bit. But like most of the times in his life, Peter was talking when he should have been listening. A voice interrupts Peter and says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And as soon as it begins, it's over. Now, I'm not making light of this event. It's very important in the life of Jesus. It's very important in the life of Peter, James, and John. It is formational in their understanding of who Jesus is, that he's not just a teacher, he's not just a man, that there is something more going on with him. And they already had a sense of that, but this really solidifies that, I think, in their minds. But I do think it's important for us to realize that we likely won't have an experience like this with Jesus in our lives. We likely won't hear an audible voice affirming who Jesus is. We likely will not see a glowing Jesus exalted before us. We won't get to be in an exclusive club that gets the behind-the-scenes access to our Savior like these 3 did. And the other 9 disciples didn't, right? So we're not alone in that. In other words, the Christian life isn't lived on a mountaintop. It's lived with our feet firmly planted on earth. We follow Jesus daily, simply, in the regular, everyday parts of life. This is where the following is. This is where we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And listen, while we do have mountaintop-like experiences and times of rapid growth, most of the time, it's just kind of one step at a time. And I'll tell you, that's nothing to be disappointed about. It's amazing following Jesus, and it's amazing following him, even in the mundane, one steps at a time. This is really what Christianity is all about. So anytime you think your walk with Jesus feels ordinary or even mundane, just remember that you're doing it right. It's not going to be mountaintops, glowing faces, and saints of old joining you in your daily morning Bible reading. It's mostly going to be you listening to Jesus and doing what he says, following him, being with him, and him living his life through you. And in a lot of ways, that's more amazing than 15 minutes on the mountain ever could be. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. I hope that you'll come back the rest of the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the reminder that following you is not always glamorous, but thank you that it doesn't mean that it's any less real or meaningful or fulfilling. Help us to be content in the daily following, because that's where you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to meet you in the ordinary today.